The National Party has launched a three-pronged attack against the Green MP and Government Minister Julianne Genta as she comes under more pressure over a letter she wrote to the Transport Minister. The Ombudsman is investigating the letter sent to Phil Twyford about Wellington's multi-billion dollar transport package and her refusal to release the letter. Ms Genta holds associate portfolios in transport and health and is the Minister for Women. She faced further questions about that in Parliament today, as well as government guidelines urging hospitals to use less dairy and meat, and the handling of complaints about bullying and sexual harassment. Here's our political editor, Jane Patterson.
The letter was about the indicative $6.4 billion package Let's Get Wellington Moving and the second Mount Victoria tunnel that had been proposed. Initially, construction for the tunnel was down to start in 2024, but in the final package, and after Ms Genta wrote to Mr Twyford, that was pushed out to 2030 or beyond. Ms Genta says she expressed her concerns about the, quote, sequencing of the transport projects, including the tunnel, but she insists the letter should be kept secret because she wrote to Mr Twyford as the Greens transport spokesperson. That would exclude her correspondence from the Official Information Act. National's Chris Bishop disagrees.
Was her 26 March 2019 letter to the Minister of Transport signed by her as Julianne Genta, Associate Minister of Transport?
Kia ora, Mr Speaker. Yes, and of course it is nothing new. It is nothing new.
Mr Bishop then asked why she would not release the letter that was written on a ministerial letterhead.
As I've explained multiple times in this House to that member, the letter detailed political consultation, and we have accepted advice that we should not release the letter in line with the view of the Ombudsman expressed in June 2019, and that it is not in the public interest because we care about the ability of parties to undertake free and frank consultation.
Ms Genta became visibly frustrated by Mr Bishop's continued questioning.
Mr Speaker, I know the member is very excited about my stationery and letterheads.
Order. I did some work to get a straight question for the member. I think it ill behoves her then to start off with the sort of approach that we don't expect to come from that quarter of the House.
It is entirely normal, and indeed in successive governments, ministers hold roles also as MPs.
Mr Bishop had another go during the general debate.
Senior ministers in the last government will remember the sanctimony from the Green Party.
Yes.
You need to release this. You can't wear different hats. You know, John Key shouldn't be the National Party leader and also the Prime Minister. You can't do all that. You're secretive, corrupt government.
He told Parliament it's about more than just a letter.
Because the Mount Vic Tunnel, the second Mount Vic Tunnel, is critical for Wellington, critical for the Hutt Valley. And we need to know, the Parliament deserves to know, and Wellingtonians deserve to know, and the people of New Zealand deserve to know, what was in that letter, because we believe that letter had a substantive impact on the Let's Get Wellington Moving final package.
Ms Genta told reporters she has nothing to hide and National is making a big deal about nothing.
I don't think people will be surprised that we play roles as Associate Transport Minister.
But you've
and
contradicted the roles that you said that you were in the Transport
no,
Spokesperson
No, the decision that we've made about releasing the letter is about the content of the letter, which was conveying the Green Party's political views, and it is standard practice not to release that political consultation. But I'm quite happy to discuss in my Associate Transport Minister role anything to do with Let's Get Wellington Moving. It's very clear that we've got a very popular option that the previous government never managed to get done.
Ms Genta says she made no threats in the letter about the confidence and supply deal between Labour and the Greens or resigning as a minister. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Jane Patterson.